would put it on a bun. You could fit the pickles. You could put pickles in the pickles. You could fit the pickles in there. You could fit the pickles in there. Come on.
Some onions.
Pickle chicken sandwich.
Take it away, John Friggin Smith.
Welcome to the rabbit hole.
How did we end up on that rabbit hole?
Where all you knew is wrong. And rules are just suggestions made up as we go along. And who knows what you'll find here? Maybe heaven or your worst fears. Whatever it may be, it's yours to keep forever.
Just in time, you've entered a rabbit hole. Please go down further.
Where there's philosophy hidden within stupidity.
My nipples are sweating.
What are they doing to that chicken?
They're punching holes in it.
You know what? I want to teabag Hank Azaria. He can make weird noises.
You're fucking weird.
You guys are horrible.
Bunion rings? Like, I wouldn't eat those.
What the fuck? Hey.
Even if it was Paul Bunyan themed, like, you know what I mean? Like flannel onion rings or something like that. Be like, yeah, I had a heart attack. Fuck you.
It's a sunny, shiny day.
Yeah. Fat people need love, too.
Scratchers? You like scratchers?
Well, you can't open it with scratchers. I fucking love scratchers. Who doesn't like scratchers? It's fun.
You know the kind of scratchers I don't like? When it's a woman scratching her taint all the damn time.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's a little scary.
Nope, that's not good. But, I mean, there is, I guess professional auto players, assholes, that sit there every day. You know they go in there exactly the same time after work, buy the same fucking scratchers, scratch them right there at the counter, and if they got a winner, they cash it in before the next person even gets in line.
Oh, I fucking hate those guys. No, no, no. You know what's fucked up? This bitch. This guy. Oh, this guy was a professional, this guy the other day. Oh my god. He was super pro. He knew all the scratchers, you know, obviously. They pick them out like they're tapping the glass and shit. Let me win that one. He also was playing the numbers, though, too. So as she's entering the like, super lotto thing or whatever, he's scratching the scratchers. So technically, even though there's a line behind him, he hasn't used up his spot yet. She gets there, he's using the winnings from those scratchers to buy more scratchers. And to play the numbers again. Same routine. It was almost a looping thing.
Auto punched him out.
I was ready to tackle him. If he didn't look like a 70-year-old Santa, he would have gotten tackled.
Own that old fuck. We've already talked about it in episodes past where old man, I don't care anymore. Like, I'll take him out.
Fucking. What if it's old man strength, though? He looked like just young enough for old
man
strength.
You know what most people don't expect in a fight? Instant leg kick. I'll sweep
on
his
an
knee.
Old man.
Yeah, I'll sweep his fucking knee. He expects you to box it out. Fuck that shit. I'm gonna sweep his knee, take him to the ground, and snap his limbs like Batman.
It's an operating table.
Yeah,
and a retirement home.
Yeah, and I'm
the surgeon.
It.
And I brought you some peas.
He is never gonna be hard.
Wow.
The old man is going down.
It was annoying, and then I felt like the annoying one because I was using my damn debit card and shit. There's an extra 30 seconds of pushing a button and waiting for it to approve.
Well, in that extra 30 seconds is still the same extra 30 seconds someone looking for cash has to pull it out, so you're cool there.
Yeah.
Now, if you're looking for your debit card and you have lost that in your pockets, you're wasting an extra 30 seconds. You have wasted over periods of time, maybe years of people's life. Stop doing that shit. Have your shit ready when you're at the register.
Oh, I always do. My card is right in one pocket by itself to where it's just like, pull it out. Fuck it. It's already out as soon as everything's on the counter. It's fucked up, though. It's impossible to get a goddamn bag at a convenience store nowadays. They're taking things too far.
You want a bag? All right, it's under lock and key. Let me go grab it.
Yeah. You know who doesn't douche on you about bags? Weed shops. That's what's awesome.
Yeah, they're always giving you prescription bags. It's pretty cool.
And the jars, man. Have the jars gotten out of hand for you at times? Like,
dude, oh, yeah. There's drawers.
You don't want to throw them away.
That's high grade quality shit there.
That's grade 5 plastic.
Yeah, like you can, that really is some good plastic. You can, those are quarter jugs.
Yeah.
Like you can get a quarter jug. Like you get a quarter, you put quarters in it, you got like $10.
Yeah.
Maybe even 15. I'm not sure. I've never tested what the math.
This one's like the perfect size for quarters almost and shit. You could put your M&M's minis in these.
Unsafe for children. They get the wrong impression.
I'm sorry, but if you put M&M's minis in a container that says medical marijuana, how is that not child safe? Honey, don't touch daddy's prescription.
You know it's hard to pass off? Fucking edibles to kids. You're like, yeah, don't touch that Rice Krispie treat. Yeah. Why? Because it's delicious and it's not for you. It's for adults. Don't touch those rainbow straws or straps. Dude, there's so many fucking delicious weed and okay.
Yeah, it's dangerous. I really know. You shouldn't. You really are. I hope you're taking all the necessary precautions. Well,
fuck no, I don't feel shit from that stuff. I just eat.
No,
it
not for
like
yourself
key.
To make sure your kid's not.
Oh no, yeah, you
fucking
put that in,
snacking
yeah,
on
yeah,
them
you
and
put
shit.
That in, like top fucking. Yeah. You put it where you know even most wives can't carry. You like grab it.
I'm just picturing like all the times you've eaten your child's goddamn Lunchables and fucking sweets
if
or just getting revenge
Lunchable,
on you.
That'd be
a weed cracker stacker. Oh my god.
That'd be too much. Like what the. Where would the
no,
weed
you just
taste good?
The cheese.
I would think the crackers.
Both.
I don't want weed on my cheese because then
both.
You bite
just
down
make the ham. Or the make the lunch meat the only thing that's not weed infused. Because nobody needs weed meat.
You put on a little bit of chicken, it starts kicking.
Yeah, I don't season my chicken with weed.
I have once just to see what it was like. It
probably tasted like ass.
It tasted different.
Like ass, huh? Like dirt.
Like it didn't taste bad, but it was different. I can't describe it as horrible, but I don't think I would ever do it again.
That's what she said.
Plus, I don't... It was at a different time, okay? Where there's just bags everywhere. It was just like, fuck, now I have nothing to do with this.
So what would you say is worse, the extreme lotto player or the extreme couponer as far as being stuck behind in line?
Couponer every day. Lotto guy, come on. No one's chances of winning consecutive, like back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back, that shit's outrageously high. 1 in 3 tickets on a lot of them, though, are winners.
Yeah.
You gotta read the odds on the back. That's when you know you're picking a good ticket. See, I like scratchers. I'm not a professional scratcher, though. I buy them, throw them in whatever car or truck or whatever, get home, and me and Regina will sit there and, you know, just fuck around on them. She has good luck. I have horrible luck. I win a ticket every once in a while. She'll win money. Like, asshole. I don't want to sit behind... Sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was...
I don't want to sit behind the extreme coupon... the extreme couponers, because they will bring out the books... And they'll try to use ones that don't, like, they know they don't go together, but they try to use them anyways.
Mm.
And they even tell the fucking register people, like, I don't know if this one will work, but try that out. If you have to say that, don't do it. Because you're going to piss off every person in that line that has to wait. We're talking about 30-second time periods here.
Yeah. And
each coupon, 30 seconds.
Yeah. Luckily, I haven't been stuck behind too many couponers. A lot of people seem to just be kind of rushing when they go to the grocery stores when I go. They're just like, all right, let's get this shit and let's go.
See, that was the fucked up thing about where I was working at. Oh, well. That was fucked up heartburn. But, anywho, it's fucked up where I was working at because it was middle of the week was off. So you had middle of the week shopping. Which weekend shopping sucks, of course, because you have there's a lot of people, but like you're saying, it's more rushed, so everyone's just grabbing a few items and bouncing unless it's the first of the month.
Yeah.
But fucking outside of that, when it's middle of the week, you have older people that do shit like that have nothing better to do besides like play with cats and shit and fucking own parakeets.
They're the ones that write coupons. Checks and shit, too, yeah. At the grocery store. They're couponing, and then and they're checking. Yeah.
Bastards. And they have their own bags, so they have to reload their bags after they're scanned. And it seems like the only day that fucking Stater Brothers doesn't have the goddamn homeboy doing bags.
Oh.
So it's old, crippled fucking lady. Can't carry it. I don't know why they need so much water. I guess it's the only thing a lot of old people thrive on, but...
Yeah.
Granny can't carry a 24 case of water anymore.
It'd be fucked up if more grocery stores just started doing that thing where you can't even take the cart out of the building. Yeah. I think Dollar General does that. I don't think you can take the carts out of the building.
Well, I mean, honestly, look at a lot of the people that do go in Dollar General. Not everyone, but a lot of the people.
Assholes.
That will take a cart.
Yeah.
Like, this town has so many random carts lying around. Why do you need a cart to, like, if you're walking home, that sucks, dude, but sit down a little bit more. Carry it, sit down, relax.
That's fucked up. We can't get, like, a Whole Foods or nothing like that, but there are a bunch of fucking, like, these pop-up goddamn, like, grocery, 99-cent type bargain stores and shit popping up.
Like Grocery Outlet.
Yeah, and, what's the other one? Family Dollar.
Yeah, Family Dollar, Dollar General, Dollar Store. Fucking everywhere.
Yeah, 99-cent only is still the big gangster of them all.
They're assholes.
Yeah.
Because they lie to you. It's not a dollar.
Well, a lot of stuff is at 99 cent only, though. The other place is not so much.
Yeah, that's why it's Family Dollar.
Yeah.
You're spending 20 bucks.
Dollar General. They at least got it close. Like, it's generally a dollar. Not always.
I didn't even think about that. Generally a dollar.
But you can at least find some good bargain stuff there, though. Hell, they're not afraid to get, like, a roll of sausage or whatever and freeze it and sell it to you a little bit cheaper.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust some things from there, obviously.
Yeah, I don't go for all the meats and stuff, but a pack of off-brand ice cream sandwiches?
You know, I don't want to hate on them too much, because, I mean, realistically, if you walk into a Cardenas or some of the smaller Mexican markets around our area...
They're fucking horrible, some of these places.
Yeah, it's just one of those, like, okay, well...
They're dusty bodegas.
Yeah. Might as well just grab the pork chop that's in a seal.
Yeah. Yep.
Even though that's how I bought it.
The corner market here, they sell meat and shit, and there's been times I've gone in there, and that chicken just looks like, nope. And, I mean, they have an A grade, but I still don't trust it. It's like your chicken looks a little bit like it.
It's yellow.
Very yellow. And I know it's soaking in stuff, but nah, those edges look funny.
They're starting to almost cook themselves. It's weird. Yeah.
You're not keeping it cold enough. Give me some of that steak, because it hasn't started turning gray at all. It's nice and bloody. Give me that carne asada.
See, exactly. You go for the stuff that's bloody.
Yeah, especially when it comes to vagina, right?
I almost high-fived that.
You really did, too. You turned, like, with a bit of enthusiasm, and then, like, it caught up, and then just, like, yeah, fuck you. That's the look I just got there.
Ew. I don't like bleedy vagina.
Well, you know who's not a bleedy vagina? Mr. John friggin' Smith. And I'm sorry for that segue. That was absolutely horrible.
We love you, John.
Just saying the words bloody vagina and then John friggin' Smith right close to each other, even just now, seemed weird. But yeah, check out johnfriggin'smith.com. Get that album, Songs of the Great Collapse, which includes Yours to Keep. Yeah, you can go on iTunes or Apple Music, whatever, Spotify. I almost said Stitcher right now.
Damn.
Well, technically you can hear it on Stitcher in the intro, you know, on our show.
So there's that. Yeah! And speaking about bloody vaginas, you know what's next to a bloody vagina?
The Poop Culture Extended Universe.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
Gotcha on that one.
That was like... I don't know how.
We're well, like, I was going to set vagina. It up for that exactly the Who's same the way tampon? I was thinking. Oh, we are. I think somebody accept pulled, it because of how natural that just came out. I think us
being in that is just some like an example of somebody pulling a tampon of a bloody vagina.
That's not cool. Now it's going
Things were dark. Clean and proper, and then we got there and we pulled the mouse.
Oh, shit got fucked up.
Yeah.
Thank you guys at Poop Culture Extended Universe. All of your yeah. wonderful showings throughout the week. Make sure you catch up with our buddies.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I can't remember the order that and the days that everybody's got. I'm pretty sure I can remember all the shows, though. Let's see. I'm going to take a crack at it. Well, obviously, Poop Culture, The Mockers, The Bocephus Broadcast, Hysteria 51, Vantucky Fried Podcast, The Brorons. Did I already say that?
No.
No. Ah, shit. There's a few more. Let's see. Video Rangers, Be Kind and Rewind. Shit. There's one more.
Us?
No, there's another one. That's not us. The Boondoggle. How the fuck did I forget the Boondoggle? I'm high. That's how.
And yeah. us.
Yeah. And then us, yes. It's rounded out at 10. That's all off the top of my head, goddammit. I didn't look at my phone. If I'd have looked at my phone, it would have been like lightning fast. Just like my sex life.
You know something that... No, it's okay.
Also, too...
Erectile dysfunction happens.
I want to take a moment of silence to welcome the other member of this podcast. Not Corn, because he's not here.
Late night toe bitch.
Miss Mary Jane, who doesn't get to speak very loudly for herself much on this show. Mostly because we're usually smoking out of quiet pipes. You can usually hear just that... coming out of us. But there's always that sound that you expect to hear from a stoner podcast or anything involving potheads.
What is your Mary Jane's main name?
I don't have a name for it, honestly.
Not the piece. What are you smoking today?
Oh, what am I smoking?
Weed of the day.
LSD. Not to be, no. Not it's just acid. Called LSD. I don't know what it stands for. I'm not even going to lie.
Long salty dick.
That's what this bong looks like. Oh, nice. That's what the noise was.
Beautiful sounds.
Sounds of my lungs collapsing. A tribute to John Friggin Smith. That, yeah, I think that was the last of that bullski, too. I don't know why I just handed that to you. Oh. I think it was so I wouldn't break the bong while I was,
coughing it up?
Yeah. Did you seriously text me fucking hit... that you were gonna hit me with a brick? Or with a
no,
book?
No, with a book in the face.
With a book in the face, okay.
Exactly it. Book, face.
Oh, shit, I sent you a piece of the fucking notes that were... part of my notes. I forgot about that. I forgot that. What the fuck is going on here? Oh, nothing.
Alright, and we're also smoking, well, we have been smoking throughout the day. That's a good thing. We've also been smoking on Blue Dream and Tropical Haze.
Yes. And we're getting baked! Baked. We've been smoking all day. Full.
We've been smoking for like 4 hours, man.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Waiting for Corn.
He was a no-show. You know what happens when we wait for Corn? I get yelled at.
Yeah.
And then I get white people problems.
You know what happens when I get... when Corn's not... blah, blah, blah. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. You know what happens when I... when we... to me, when we're waiting for Corn? I get hungry.
Yeah, that happens too.
And much like when... God damn it.
You know what makes me hungry?
Juicy cock.
They're working as farmers and contractors.
Oh, speaking of farmers, my gay for a day this week is going to be Henry Cavill.
Day for a day.
Alrighty.
Clark Kent. Actually, I take that back. Because he looked funny. He looked funny.
He did look funny.
Yeah. I you know what? What's the guy? Who's the guy from Smallville?
Fuck. I don't know that Superman's name, dude. I honestly don't. I know Brandon Routh. I know,
You know what? Brandon Routh. He gets it.
Interesting. He got it from, Justin Long in the ass, you know?
Yeah. He got himself on a TV show. A superhero
Ant-Man,
one.
Yeah.
Ant-Man?
Not Ant-Man, Atom Man.
Yeah.
The Atom, or, yeah. That is a decent gay for a day.
Yeah.
Switching it from Superman to Superman to newly found DC character.
Yeah.
Or Marvel?
I think Marvel.
Marvel? Bastard.
But yeah, I'd bet, yeah. He would love it when I shoved my cock in his mouth.
Day.
See, I was thinking possible sneak peek for next week.
Day for a day.
Who's a little guy from Death at Family? Death
at a funeral?
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage?
Boom. Peter Dinklage.
You want to put a thumb in his bum?
Day.
That's a little reach.
If I put a thumb in his bum, I might be able to lift him up.
That'd be interesting. Put him up on a shelf by his bum thumb hole.
Day for a day.
You'd have to go two in the stink.
That was a complex thing that just happened there.
The thumb bum hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's not the only rabbit hole that's happening tonight.
Yeah.
Day.
Things are getting awkward.
They are. So not between us, just this...
Peter Dinklage and Brandon Routh.
Day.
You know what?
The weirdest fucking week.
And you know what? I'm going to say they're going to... Just for a second... just a new way to close off hashtag gay for a day at the end of the... Yes, it's just... Anybody listening, just to close your eyes for a second and picture Brandon Routh.
Day for a day.
You know, shirt off, Superman style. He's got the nice hair, kind of cute face. He looks like an off Tom Cruise, doesn't he? A little bit.
Yeah. Looks like a more manlier actual version of Tom
Cruise.
Going
up to sexy ass Peter Dinklage.
Day.
Come on, dude. For a little guy, he is a...
He was gay in Death at a Funeral.
He's a stud. Well, like, he's a charmer. He's got the facial hair.
He can make it work.
Yeah.
He could take you out. Drive you home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Little hands.
He probably doesn't even need a booster seat.
Day for a day.
I just thought... not about a booster seat. Even worse, I guess this...
But just picture them two in a bedroom together for 1 second. Yeah. Ripping... Picture Peter Dinklage having Brandon Routh bent over.
Or arm up his bum. Like, come on, they have tiny hands, dude. I mean, it's just like taking a big dick. If you think about it.
You've taken things... You have to go and make things nasty. Oh, I was trying to make this romantic between these two...
You're making it romantic.
Beautiful
this
gentlemen.
This is hardcore gay...
These two beautiful
gentlemen. Man love.
Gay.
I had no... No... Excuse the pun, but I had no hand in what you were saying there.
He had a hand up what he was saying. He was working him like a puppet in my imagination.
Gay.
God.
Dinklage was dinkling his fucking hole, okay? He created a Dinklage berry. I don't even think I said the name right during the whole
Brandon
thing.
Routh put it in his mouth.
Nice. He liked it.
My God. So yeah, that was that gay for a day.
Gay.
Things get weird when Corn's not here.
Well, both of those characters played a gay.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
That's why it's so easy to picture them boning down together. Just thrusting all... Picture them two in Brokeback Mountain instead. Give them the cowboy hat.
Come on! What a horse!
Peter Dinklage spitting on his little hand and fucking...
It goes right in.
And then just plowing on Brad.
He spits on the hand and just whoop. It's gone. Well,
that would imagine, that would explain, like, on Family Guy when the horse is peeked in the tent and then turned around and running. Like, if it was... If you walked in a tent... Okay, get off the arm fist and see from Peter Okay, Dinklage.
First of all, if he arm fists him...
I'm putting Peter Dinklage in a more dominant position where he's got fucking... I was going to say Jake Gyllenhaal. Where he's got fucking...
Mouthful of ledge.
He's got Brandon Ralph bent over, facing a pillow or something, and he's just going to town.
Dang.
Okay, we got that image.
He's taking out all his anger on him, just...
Now... You go in there, you see Peter Dinklage arm up his asshole.
That's nasty.
No, here's the real question. If he's in his shirt and his pants still, do you think he just had something stuck?
No, I would think he had no arm. I would hope he had no arm.
No, he's just like a... It's like when you birth a cow. You gotta get your arm up in the asshole and pull out the...
Okay, that's gotta suck, though. If his hand goes up that easy... He's grabbing shit on a regular basis. Yeah, like, he's pulling it out and holding it up like the goddamn Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that's disgusting. Dude, well, you know, hashtag gay for a day. Check it out your own way.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man, things get weird when Corn's not here.
Day.
That's all I can say. Oh, wow, I did put that on there. The misplaced outrage. Why the fuck? Okay. Now, okay, people are getting pissed off over the weirdest thing. It's not just white people that I was remembering. I just remembered the actual reason why I put that on there.
Well, if you bring up the other white person thing, I actually have one to match that white person thing with another.
Well, this was a apparent thing more.
Ooh.
Yeah. I forgot what exactly it was. It was some kind of thing where a parent, like her kid, got in the newspaper or something like that. And she freaked out because she apparently didn't want her baby daddy knowing what school her kid went to. And tried to call the school, like, in a fucking outrage. And the school calmly told her, like, well, you gotta sign, like, a thing saying, you know, you gotta hit, you know. Supposed to nip that at the bud when you enroll the kid. You signed this thing saying we have the right to do that. Shut the fuck up. If you're that protective, though, wouldn't you make sure when you enrolled your kid, like...
To read every nook and cranny of any paperwork, period.
Privacy exposure at all. Yeah. Yeah. That was an example more probably of a young person, too, getting, like, overly outraged, trying to victimize in something. But...
I'm suing.
She wasn't white. That's the only reason why I couldn't say, like, a white thing. But, yeah, but some white people are outraging. You've got an outrage story there, though, that...
Well, I have one, thinking about it, that actually kind of matched yours earlier, about your family member.
Oh, the cousin who got outraged on Facebook over his daughter learning about Muslim culture in social studies?
Yes.
In 8th grade? Yeah, I know, you're thinking back to your 8th grade, like, yeah, I did study that a little bit, too. He touched on it for like 2 weeks and then it's over.
Yeah. That's why I liked fucking history. You learn a lot of shit quick.
Yeah.
And then you just go back to the shit you like.
Like, he posted a picture of the fucking test question or whatever, talking about like something about fucking Muhammad or something like that, and was just pissed. And all of it, luckily, yeah, fucking Facebook is whack nowadays, dude. You see a post and it was like, oh, that was 2 days ago. Why is it the second thing that pops up in my feed? This isn't a timeline. Stop calling it a timeline if it's not an actual timeline. Organize it by time. God.
It's fucked up because it would be like, oh, you did this 2 years ago. This 5 years ago. This yesterday. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. But, yeah. Luckily, by the time I got on it, fucking his smart friends at least, a couple of them were like, hey, that's bullshit. I don't remember learning that in school. I'm like, dude, either of you guys even fucking finish school? Shut up. But luckily his other friends were on. They're like, yeah, that's part of social studies. Let your kids learn about other cultures so they're not as ignorant as their father.
We learned it at our kids good.
Yeah. Just so angry. I just couldn't I could understand it just because he's a jackass. That was another parent, though, outrage, too.
Yeah, so that's...
It might just be a parent thing nowadays.
Well, there's...
Think about it. The only reason you know about the Fairly Odd Parents having a girl character is because...
Okay, I have to apologize for the outrage over the Fairly Odd Parents. I see where that could be wrong in a circumstance.
I didn't mean that. I was just fucking with you.
If anyone got offended by that, which I
nobody
highly
gets offended
doubt
by
anyone
a Fairly
does,
Odd Parents outrage.
That's retarded. You shouldn't get offended.
Why do you watch Fairly Odd Parents nowadays?
Oh, I got a kid. So
so realistically, it might be a parent outrage thing going on around.
That might be a parent outrage just due to fuck progression. I'm going on board. Fuck it, dude. Sometimes you just leave shit how it is. And then one thing that was questionable through the school, we have her in a prep school that's on the same campus as the church. I'm pretty sure you've seen the school down over there.
Probably.
Around where I used to live.
Oh, okay.
God damn, that was a cloud.
Yeah. That was nice.
Anyhoozle. So she's sitting there, brings home homework, and this is just questionable because the way it was. Now, when you're learning the alphabet, usually you do it, like, majority of it's animals, besides the ones that, like, X, there's no fucking X animal that I can think of.
An X animal like it used to be an animal?
No. Well, yeah, there's tons of those. Fuck you, dodo bird. But just the X and, you know, like X-ray and the sight words to help them do fucking alphabet. There was a T on one of them, and this looked like the Dare Tiger T, which most people, if you remember Dare, fucking lion. No, not tiger, lion. This fucking lion was across the T. Like,
like Jesus?
It looked like Jesus the tiger, okay? Like, straight. The only thing that made it different was the T was the old school T's where you would do lowercase with the J style and then the little top hat.
Mm.
So it was like that. So it looked like he was standing and it was more like up against the wall. But if you looked at it as an adult, you instantly pick up on that looks like a fucking cross. And I thought religious shit was supposed to stay outside of school. But it's just questionable. You don't actually say anything. Who the fuck's a dick enough to be like, no, that's fucked up? Because it's like, well,
who the fuck is putting Jesus on my child's stuff?
As Tony the goddamn tiger, Jesus flakes.
You saying Jesus was a lion, huh?
Well, damn, that would be...
making a lot of sense because the beard and the long hair.
Yeah, when you think about it, he had a mane and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was he wearing white?
No, he was wearing black. Black t-shirt. It looked identical to the Dare fucking lion, dude. Mine is Dare. Like, they might have gotten
but
trouble.
But he thought he
trademark.
Was Jesus lion.
Jesus lion.
Jesus lion. Jesus lion fucking Christ.
Jesus Leo.
That's fucking creepy. I don't like it.
Dude, it was just one of those, like, I asked Regina if it was a little, like, strange. She's like, yeah, that kind of looks like Jesus. As Tony and Amber, from where their kid is in the same class, so they saw the homework and they were like, yeah, what the fuck was up with that? Like, no one said anything. It was just one of those, like, wait, did they just sneak?
There should have been, like, more of a... There should have been a petition, like, to remove lion Jesus from the T. What the fuck is
this
shit?
Did you just sneak Jesus in?
Yeah.
Via the lion? That's fucked up. But
it's too far.
Yeah, that's pushing it. I understand about the getting taught about the Quran and Muhammad and shit and social studies in 7th and 8th grade. I learned that shit. We
but
even
throwing
had,
Jesus on my sixth rule.
Yeah, like
I will beat you down.
They didn't talk about Jesus in seventh and eighth grade fucking social studies, and no one points that shit out.
They really didn't.
But that's one of those one.
They assumed you knew that shit already.
That's fucked up.
This is a town full of Mexicans. You know they all went to fucking church as kids.
Catholic church.
Even Corn still goes to church.
Every once in a while. They'll appease
his
mother.
When he's sober.
Yeah.
Or hungover.
His family was a part of the Christian Inquisition, not the Spanish.
And that heavy Catholic.
She might be heavy on candlelighting. Anyways, I don't know.
Hey, as long as those candles keep making tamales, she can light up whatever the fuck she wants.
Dude, that would be fun.
I've never met Corn's mom. I've never seen Corn's mom's face.
She's tiny.
But I would fuck her for her tamales.
She's tiny.
I would give Red Corn a little sibling, another one. Okay, I've seen babies that I didn't so much think were ugly. I thought... Okay, this is gonna sound fucked up, but have you ever seen a baby that just their face looked like they were gonna be a douchebag,
like a basset hound douchebag, or like a pancake?
I don't know. Just like, I don't know. I saw a baby once that just it had a very angry look on his face, like he was only a few months old, like 3 months,
white
four
baby.
Months. I think he was white-sican.
Eyebrows going like that.
Yeah.
Angry. Yeah, I want to punch those babies.
Yeah, like he looked at me angry too. Like
they already mean mug when they're out.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you looking at? You like,
yeah.
I caught myself making angry eye contact at a baby. Who knows what was actually on this baby's mind, but I thought he was. I wanted to fight that baby. I'm not going to lie. I had kind of a me, myself, and Irene moment there. Just like, what are you looking at, fucker?
Speaking of punching babies, this is just off the wall, out of my mind. Have you ever wanted to go back in time as your current self to, like, I don't know, middle school, high school, and just see all the douchebags and just start, like, laying kids out, like, into a Royal Rumble in the cafeteria where everyone starts running at you, it turns into a Jackie Chan movie where you're just using everything you can do now? Back
it's
then.
Not like I've got a black belt since junior high.
But you can punch someone in the face smarter. That's the thing. Smarter shots.
I would catch up to the motherfucker that ran away after he punched me in the face.
Hey, you know how to drive a car now. Perfectly. You can run up to him fast.
I can drive up to him fast and run him over? Is that what you're trying to imply?
No. God. I mean, you just get out and kidney punch him a few times.
Ow.
Fucking, I don't know, make him spit blood. Just make him know that the past can be the future.
That's weird. Like, if I could go with the past, I'd probably just go up to myself and bully myself. Look at you, fat boy. You know you're still going to be fat later. Stupid ass fat boy.
I'd go back to middle school and just run in the cafeteria, start punching everything, just everyone and everything.
I'd go to the cafeteria and just bully somebody out of some pizza.
Oh, dude, Red Baron pizza was the shit.
Oh, my middle school, they used to get goddamn Domino's. Oh,
fuck your middle school, you white rich bitch.
That wasn't the white rich school.
What was that?
I want to say Dartmouth was the white rich school.
Oh, fuck you. That is the white rich school. And
yeah, I didn't go to that one.
That is the white rich school. That Diamond Valley.
Oh, man.
They had a fucking pool team.
Yeah.
Not billiards.
Billiards?
Dude, for our area,
welcome
that's
to
huge.
The billiard championship.
Playing with balls.
If you can make an obscure sport. Freeze tag. Olympic sport.
That's weird.
I don't know why. That just seems
I don't know if I like that. Huh?
Ring toss with onion rings.
That's a waste of food.
Do it in Africa.
That's fucked. Have toss over those starving kids.
Have them hold their arms out. Try to fit the big onion rings over there as bracelets. They get to wear the food before we eat it.
No, you get like a 7-foot pole and you start chucking them up.
That's fucked up. Make a Mulan their way up.
No, they're going to try to grab them and you're just trying to toss them over their hands. Like,
that's all mean. Right,
so have you ever played...
You're such like, a dick.
Fucking...
I was talking about feeding them. They hold their skinny little starving arms
Yeah, everyone
up.
That wins, fucking yeah. Or, dude, there's hundreds of little fucking African kids going to come out when they're hungry and you're tossing onion rings. It's not hitting the floor in the first place.
Yeah, it is. There's security at the Olympics.
Dude, have you ever seen people dive for catches?
Die or dive?
Dive. Sundays are spectacular.
Yes, but for onion rings?
Yeah.
You mean like onion rings?
Yeah. Dude, you're starving. You haven't eaten in, I don't know, 2 days? Because the fucking goat that you had expired?
Can a live goat expire?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to do that.
Landmines.
I want to just go slap expired stickers on cows.
People will start just coming up and blasting them, just like they're done. We gotta finish this meat. Get it off the line. Let's go.
You know, expired 2 weeks ago. Shit.
Oh, dude, just start writing in Sharpie like. Expiration dates for years past. Like, this one looks old.
I wonder if you could get away with writing just... Okay, this would be a really weird, elaborate scheme. And I don't encourage anybody to try it. But to find out your, like your favorite grocery store, like, their format of stickers that they use for their meat expiration dates and shit. And to just, like, make your own, but put, like, whatever day you're there's date on it. So that they, because they usually discount it if it's expired in that day. It's usually discounted.
Put a day before.
Oh, that's
and leave it on the bottom.
Oh.
Just pick it out and be like, hey, dude, what's up? How much can I get off?
This says expired, but it still looks good, man. Can I get like 50 cents off? Per pound. That'd be worth it.
That's when you pick up a ham.
Damn it, I want a ham.
If you're going bold, go big.
Go big or go bold? Or go big and bold?
Yeah, go big and bold.
Like putting steak sauce on your ham?
Like A1?
Yeah, on your ham. I've never done it. It sounds disgusting, to be honest. But it actually could be good. Very sweet and very salty.
Have you ever, like, cooked with A1 sauce?
Yeah, like, it's a very strong flavor.
It tastes delicious, dude. Like, in a wok?
It's great on a burger.
No. Oh. Yeah. Especially when you put it in the burger and then grill.
Yeah. But, now that I think about it, now I want to try the whatever we were just talking about. Putting an A1 with...
I put an A1 in rice.
I put it in my coffee once.
That's an accident.
That was in a dream.
I'm glad that was a dream.
That was a weird dream. Just like, thought it was creamer and it was just steak sauce. I haven't put steak sauce on steak in forever, actually. Steak sauce isn't, it's not a huge thing with me. Yeah. Although, that's something I've seen white people outrage about.
Yeah, not
a place not having steak sauce. Even if the place isn't a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Even if the place doesn't have steak at all.
You can put...
You mean to fucking tell me I can't get steak sauce for my fries?
I was just about to say you can add it on fries, on sausage, on eggs, on...
Would you say that the majority of dips that you've tried on your fries have been accidental because they fell off of your burger?
The fries fell off the burger?
No, the dip. Like, well, no, because you tried ketchup and fries before that, but come on, we've all had ketchup drip off of our burger and onto a fry. And it's got that mustard and mayo mixture sometimes, and it's not too bad.
I don't care for the mayo, but...
That's what mustard's for. You need to live more life. No wonder you can't gain weight.
Dude, some things I just don't like.
Yeah, good things.
Hey, I've come to appreciate some foods, okay?
You don't even have to tell me if you don't like it. That wasn't for you. You're not the only person.
America's not the only person.
America would outvote you.
Yeah, it would.
Ranch and mayo.
Yeah. Very hard on ranch.
And they would slap corn you know for that sad? Gravy
they
thing.
Would outvote anyone, too, on blue cheese.
I still hate blue cheese. I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Wait, is blue cheese supposed to, like, tone down hotter stuff? Is that what people get it for or something?
That's what I get ranch for.
See, that's what I was.
Ranch and hot sauce go together
for?
Like ass and titties. Actually, if you put hot sauce and ranch on a pair of titties, like, you know what I mean, one on the other, or one on each, you know, that actually is a pretty...
Okay, this is going to be white person outrage right here. I hate when people put Tabasco and Red Hot crushed peppers on their fucking pizza.
Why do you need both?
That's
my point. Did they put Parmesan too?
No! It's just hot!
I understand one or the other.
Dude,
I love Tabasco, and I do love red peppers, but I don't need both. You're...
I put Parmesan and red crushed peppers.
Oh my god, dude, I took a chick to Cece's one time pizza. You know you can custom order shit there?
Cece's?
Yeah.
Don't you they, can... like, bring it out and everything?
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. And I don't even think they charge you extra, either. It's just, like, that's a buffet item now. You've got a pizza. But, she ordered, she wanted bacon and jalapenos. And she wanted extra of each. She ate two slices and picked off almost all the jalapenos.
Why do you ask for extra then?
I know. She didn't think they would do it.
Why would you say light jalapenos or something?
She didn't think they would do it, I don't think. And they were, like, they were... This dude, it was like our second time going there. And it was the same dude that was there before and he recognized us. And was just like, yeah, I got you. Like, he was cool as fuck, dude. He even looked at me like, dude, you want anything crazy, man? I'm just like, no. I'm good with your little stuffed crust and what all the, you know, whatever shit you got up there. I'm not that crazy picky. Plus, I kind of just wanted to get the fuck out of there. That's not a great place to go on a date. Like, it's cheap. That's the only reason that was good, but, I don't like going places that got a bunch of kids running around. You don't go on a Chuck E. Cheese date with just a couple.
No.
Without a kid and shit. Let's just go sit at a couple. Think about it. That's probably not a bad place to take a chick on a date. Chuck E. Cheese. You get a pitcher of beer. A couple pizzas. Some sides and shit.
Well.
Play some video games.
Yeah, if you're like, 18. It's like 15.
You can't get the
like
pitcher
that.
Of beer if you're 18.
They should let you at that point. Like, you bring your date to Chuck E. Here's my only problem with that. It seems like now you have depressed people.
Wait, you have depressed people?
Yeah, I don't know why, but how are you going to have fun? You want to have fun and play games and shit. You go to adult shit like a DMB's.
Wait, like you're going to be the one depressing people if you go there without a kid and you just have
Chuck
E. Cheese?
No, it's going to be the opposite way around. The chick's going to be looking around like...
What if that's how you know if she's the one?
She loves the kids? She just starts grabbing strangers' kids?
How
do you feel
about
that?
Or if
you
guys both look at the same kid and like, that's what our baby would look like.
Or you look over and...
Ugly as fuck.
Okay, okay. Just a partial back to the ugly baby thing. Some of them do look like pancake foots on the face, okay? It's fucked up.
Like, they look like assholes. Some babies are assholes. We can say that, too.
Yeah. Back to fucking chick in a Chuck E. Cheese. I'd rather take her to Cece's. That just seems like you're gonna eat and fucking leave and go do something. That's the fucked up thing, though, too. You seem like you're gonna go do something else. Chuck E. Cheese, you could play some games. But, DMBs, man.
Don't kill my fucking dreams, man. Chuck E.
Cheese has some of the best pizza for some reason.
I love Chuck E. Cheese pizza. I know they get a bad rap, But I can eat like two whole. I've eaten an entire Chuck E. Cheese pizza in one fucking set.
You're
man.
Just like, how did I do that?
Like, it was like. It was an animalistic it's thing, like man. Air. I came home and it was just like, eh, we went to a birthday party, brought you back a pizza, opened the box expecting to be like four slices left, whole pizza. 5 minutes later, there were four slices left. 10 minutes later, that motherfucker was gone. And I was just like coming out of a fucking like weird rage haze or something where it was just like, oh wow, I just calmed down. Did I eat that? I ate that whole fucking Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
And you get bummed because you wanted more Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
So, yeah. A weird, I got another weird porn story, Rook. Something weird, yeah, you kind of see.
This fucking.
The parentheses, that after the parentheses, that was supposed to be in my note for me. That didn't get sent to Corn's version. That wasn't supposed to be, but. Okay, this watch, dude. I went for this is why amateur porn sucks. By the way, okay, this is a perfect example.
You're looking at it wrong.
No, because it didn't explain. Okay.
Okay.
No, this scene didn't explain. Okay. It said hot amateur chick with nice natural boobs gets fucked from behind in bed. I click on it. Not surprisingly, within the first 5 minutes, she's sucking a cock. Everything's going as planned. 7 minutes into it or so, she's still sucking the cock. She's taking little mouth breaks to jerk it off a little bit. And then she does the part that killed my boner completely. Out of the blue, too. Like, she, you know what I mean? Once the boobs are out, fucking, I'm usually fucking, it's coast time. Well, not, you know what I mean?
We don't need to get into the details.
This, she squeezes her boob, squirts out some milk, and uses it as lube, and keeps jerking them off. And then, you know what I mean, back to the mouth. Nowhere in the description of this video did it say anything about milk boob show. Milk lube.
Dude, okay. Here's where I have a problem with this. We already said in this podcast I have a kid, so I understand there has been points in time where breast milk is acceptable, but let's be real. We're human fucking beings. We don't need to be sucking someone else's titty. You ever see some random cow walk up to another cow? Not a calf, a fucking cow. A full-grown cow walk up to another cow and drink its fucking milk? No, you don't see shit like that. Because it's not normal, and that's just for sucking titties. What fucking world? Like, did he, like, okay, first of all, I know he finished, because come on, it's a porn. They don't get paid if they don't finish.
Not from that. It was like a 20-minute video. Like, they went into some fucking and shit after that, but.
Did she keep squirting?
No.
Like, it was just that one time.
Yes.
It was just like she needed.
Like, I was skipping through and shit. That's like, what the fuck? Like, she just had to use that for that part. Like, just like.
No, that's her signature right there. That's her thing.
That's her watermark?
Yeah. See, since she's an amateur, she has to come up with something to get her fucking name out there. Let's be real. Okay? Mia Khalifa had death threats. This chick has milk squirt lube. Like.
Death threats? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who'd she death threaten?
She didn't do death threats. She got death threats.
From who?
Fucking ISIS and shit.
Oh.
For being Middle Eastern and doing
sucking
porn.
Sucking cock.
Yep.
Eh.
So, that's her thing, okay? That's her niche. Fuck it. Whatever. I don't like that. I don't like the idea of that. I'm not okay with that. I don't. Like, that is something that is wrong with amateur porn. Label your shit correctly. I want, like, a hashtag per letter lactation. Or word description. Some sort of milk job or, like, you know, I don't know what. I never check up milk shit, so I don't know what
I don't
what
know
exactly
why they even
called.
Put that in any porn. I don't know who decided that that's got to be the new genre.
There's people, I guess, that are into it, but did that guy, like, I guess that guy seemed into it because he had to. But I bet you after that scene was done, or whenever they were done and offset, he was like, what the fuck was that? That was unscripted. Well, amateur, that's just as soon as they got done, he was probably like, I didn't pay for that.
Did you just shoot your tit milk on my dick? Did you just do that?
I mean, everything before...
First off, you lied. You said you had no kids. And then you just shot tit milk on my dick.
How do you do that if you don't have kids?
Oh my god. Oh, yeah, it was... Yeah, it just caught me by surprise. I don't go looking for that kind of porn. That's not my... I'm not into that. I don't like the lactation stuff and whatnot. I never have. It just kind of... It pissed me off a little bit. Just like, how are you going to throw that in there like that? Just what the fuck, man? It's regular porn.
Now I'm wondering, looking at this, what's the fucking second part about?
Oh, fuck. What the fuck was that about?
You know, I swore I was gonna know what that was about. And
it's a sticky key. Oh, okay. Did you clean a keyboard?
No. This is what happened. Okay, totally unrelated. Watching a different porn, actually an enjoyable one. I'm whacking it. You know,
there's no tit milk.
No tit milk. Fake tits. See, that's why fake tits are good. You're not seeing all that. So What was it, my keyboard, it's sitting on the floor. And so I fucking, my legs start to spread out a little bit as I'm whacking it. And my foot hits one of the keys, apparently. I didn't feel it. My foot hits a key and stays on it. So I'm jerking off to my porn on my phone, you know. I'm not looking at my TV, which is hooked to my computer. And when I get done, you know, with the shameful act, I look up, and my computer has a pop-up thing, like a little warning type thing, and it says, sticky keys, ?
What the fuck? What?
Apparently there's like a setting for sticky keys.
Oh my god.
Because
there's
my
a setting for people jerking off.
Because my foot touched that key for so long, my computer thought I was fucking, like, my keys were stuck, and it was just, like, perfect timing, because I got done jerking off and just looked up, and, just, like, and it was fucked up, because I was like, dude, and I jerked off into a sock, I jerked out, or it was like a simple, easy fucking disposal, and it was just, like, looked up and just, like, sticky keys, like, dude, fuck you, I just deleted my history, and you instantly have to hit me with a reminder and shit, like, god damn.
Okay, there's a few things wrong with that. I would like, well, pointing out, sticky keys would be a great porn game, like, just being honest. But what the that really is, like, someone's jerking off on a keyboard all day, to the fact that it has a sticky key option.
Well, some people spill soda on their damn keyboards. Let's not everybody's real. Jerking off onto them.
Ramen noodles doesn't make sticky keys. Dick juice does.
So does soda pop.
It's mainly the dick juice.
You and the dick juice. But yeah, that the sticky keys, that's it took me a second to remember that one too. Like I knew those two words would incite the make me remember it, though. I knew that would be enough.
Turns into this where you want to be when Jesus comes back.
Sticking your keys to the keyboard and shit. You retarded.
What the fuck?
You retarded? It just, yeah. Like, yeah, the computer decided to just make me feel extra shameful.
It's fucked up.
Oh my god, so I'm fucking baked. That we brought the bong back out for this one. I don't even think we hit a regular pipe or anything there in this one. We were just bong, 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 bong. We went to Bangladesh this week. Yes, I said it. Stupid bong. I want to see some bong puns. Rob, I know you and I have been on a bong, or not a bong, a damn pun more.
that, yeah, there's a pun war going on in the J&T Rabbit Hole group. Pun memes. Got them. Share them. We like them.
You dropped the bong on me.
You dropped a bong on me, baby. I don't think that would turn me on.
It might light you up.
I might light her up, ain't it me? You broke my bong over my head. Oh, she broke my heart, so I broke her bong.
Oh, that is a reggae song.
I was thinking UB40 would sing that one. Yeah. Yeah, a UB40 reference, I know. It took a long time for those guys to make it onto this show. And they're still not here.
I don't know why when you said that, all I could think of was this queer, this queer.
Oh, man. So, yeah, be sure to hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. What's our Instagram?
@justintime_JNT.
And @JNT Podcast on Twitter. Facebook, Just In Time with the J&T Baggers. Honestly, if you type in J&T Baggers on any of those social medias, you're going to find us. And be sure to join that J&T rabbit hole for bonus shenanigans. I promise it's not a place for fucking episode links where we're just posting, hey, this is the new episode of Just In Time. No, we're just talking shit. Like I said, there's a meme war going on right now between me and Rob. He put a panda one in there that set the bar pretty high. Oh. Somebody beat that. Your best dad jokes, bring them on. And that'll also be where the voting will be happening for the next battle that'll be taking place next week. It's going to be a 5-way battle. Rookie may have hinted earlier at it, but that'll be the only hint you'll get. So you'll have to remember back pretty far. But this'll be a 5-way battle. I will say the playing ground will be pretty even for these fighters.
Reaches might be identical.
Yeah. This can be an actor battle too, huh? Because these are all actually pretty decent actors. This is going to be a tough one. This might have to be a 2-part type episode or something. Nobody wants to wait till next week for the next episode. That would be god awful of us. But you know how it's gonna be. That might take up the whole episode next week, just this 5-way battle. But we're gonna have votes going up. The votes are gonna be up. They're gonna be up
Okay there.
Yeah,
sound like rascal.
They're gonna be up in the rabbit hole. They will have already been up in the rabbit hole for a week by the time this episode goes up. Almost a week. They'll have been up for a few days. Rabbit hole exclusive start. And then they'll be up on Twitter. We'll get something up on goddamn social media for it. It'll be fun. Yeah, my balls don't hurt that much.
Wow. This was Wookiee.
And... Wookiee? Was from Something About Mary? Was he Wookiee or Woogie? Want a boogie woogie, or was he like Wookiee?
Woogie?
Was he from Kashyyyk? Or was he from Delaware? Nobody ever says they're from fucking Delaware anymore.
Do people ever, are they born in Delaware?
People don't even keep the quarters from Delaware. You use those ones. In the gumball machine. That's broken. That's such a sad ending.